You're listening to SBS News.
I just feel like I'm getting a cold.
We know that back home in Europe is going really bad, so we think it must be good to keep Queensland safe. I've a sore throat, so I thought, well, better do it.
Yeah, essentially just, yeah, coming in to play it safe and just do my job. So showing some minor symptoms for the past day. So, yeah, may as well just be sure and just double check.
Thousands of residents showed up at pop-up testing clinics across Brisbane. Queensland is on high alert again, this time due to a positive case in Strathpine, just north of Brisbane. Queensland Health has revealed the man hosted a gathering of around 25 people at his home between being instructed to isolate and getting his test results. The attendees at the party have been placed in quarantine while the risk is assessed. The case is a close contact of a 26-year-old Brisbane landscaper who tested positive on Thursday. A further 18 close contacts of that infection have been identified, and four of them have returned negative tests. A partial lockdown has been reimposed for a week on hospitals, aged care facilities, prisons and disability service providers in the Brisbane City and Moreton Bay Council areas. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there will be no citywide lockdown of Brisbane at this stage.
That's very good news, and like I said, the next 2 days are still going to be critical for us. We just want to rule out every single possibility here, so the sooner that everyone does this, the better we will be. Look, we are very comfortable where things are at the moment, and the Queenslanders respond incredibly well. So if everyone keeps up their testing and the contact tracing, we're very comfortable where we are.
Queensland Health Minister Yvette Darth encourages residents to remain vigilant and regularly check the Queensland Health website for updates on alert venues and times.
No matter where you live in Queensland, or if you've been travelling in Brisbane and are now elsewhere in the country, just check the Queensland COVID website for those venues to see if you have been there during those times and follow the direction.
Ms. Palaszczuk has asked the Prime Minister to halve the state's overseas arrivals intake.
I think this is very important for two reasons. The first reason is we want to be able to concentrate on this contact tracing. But secondly, we are actually seeing large numbers of positive cases that are coming in. Like basically every day over the last fortnight, we've been seeing five or six cases. We're almost at the capacity of our hospitals that we were during the peak of the pandemic.
The rise in cases has prompted other states and territories to reimpose restrictions on domestic travellers from Brisbane. All arrivals into Western Australia from Queensland will now have to get tested for COVID-19 and self-quarantine for 14 days or until they return a negative test. While Victoria has labelled Brisbane and Moreton Bay an orange zone under the traffic light system, meaning anyone travelling from these areas will need to apply for a travel permit. New South Wales has banned people who visited alert venues from entering and from today require all people from those two regions arriving into the state to complete an online declaration. Prime Minister Scott Morrison urges leaders to take a balanced approach to border controls, saying the risk calculation has now changed due to the commencement of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
I think we need to be measured in our response. I think we need to be proportionate in our response. The economic recovery we're seeing in Australia now is leading the world, and we want to keep that happening, and we don't want to prevent that from happening by any possible disproportionate or overreaction response. The Queensland government's got this. They've got a strong tracing system. They've got a very strong public health system there in Queensland. I have a lot of faith in that. I've seen it in action before, and I think we've got to back our people to keep this under control, and I have no doubt the Queensland government will do that. I spoke to the Chief Medical Officer yesterday about this. He shares my confidence.
Genomic testing results have linked the latest two cases to a previous cluster involving a doctor from the Princess Alexandra Hospital earlier this month. Health officials believe there is still at least one missing link, which investigators hope to find as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the JobKeeper scheme, which has kept millions of Australians employed during the pandemic, will come to an end tomorrow. Despite the economy recovering at a faster rate than expected by Federal Treasury, the future remains uncertain for businesses who still rely on the payment. For tourism operator Kif Saunders from Global Ballooning Australia, JobKeeper subsidies have been vital to keeping his business afloat throughout the pandemic.
When the international borders shut, I mean, it was virtually someone had turned off a tap. I mean, 60% of our business comes out of the international market. So we were very early into having a catastrophic kind of meltdown of our finances.
After letting more than 20 staff go, Mr. Saunders relied heavily on the subsidy to keep the remaining 18 employees in a job.
Yeah, JobKeeper has been amazing in allowing us to keep our essential workers on board. I mean, if we were to lose these staff now, we're virtually at a point where we wouldn't be able to operate. And it's kind of, the staff are like keeping the lights on.
Tourism and Transport Forum CEO Margie Osmond, along with many social support services, have been campaigning for an extension of JobKeeper since last year. Ms. Osmond says although the economy is showing signs of improvement, not all businesses are safe.
Look, without JobKeeper, we're anticipating the failure of probably one in five businesses here in the tourism industry in Australia. The government's done a huge amount to support. JobKeeper was a real boon. We would have liked to have seen it extended. Certainly the aviation stimulus package is going to help. Aussies feeling a bit more confident about travelling is going to help. But until those international borders open, for those kinds of experience and attraction companies, this is going to be painful. In the wider visitor economy and the tourism sector, we could be seeing the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs in the next 4 or 5 months.
The accommodation and food services sector has experienced a 69% decrease in its reliance on the subsidy. There are similar falls in retail and trade and construction. For the 1 million people who have been relying on JobKeeper until now, 150,000 of them are expected to lose their jobs by Monday morning. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.